This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services for Brazilian soccer legend Pelé is set for next week. Santos, the team club where Pelé played, said the public can pay respects Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium near São Paulo. Pelé is being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at age 82 following a battle with cancer.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Pelé led his national team to an unprecedented 3 World Cup titles, becoming a worldwide ambassador for the sport. The Vatican announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious, and stable, but that his condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Malca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Zimbabwe has banned all lithium exports, citing it was losing more than 1 billion euros exporting it as raw mineral and not developing its vast supply for battery use in country. The Zimbabwean Ministry of Mines and Mining Development said it would also clamp down on the artisanal miners digging up lithium and smuggling the mineral out of the country. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Myanmar junta court wrapped up its trial of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Friday, a legal source told the AFP, with the Nobel laureate jailed for a total of 33 years so far. On Friday, she was found guilty on 5 counts of corruption relating to the hiring of, purchasing, and maintaining of a helicopter that has caused a loss to the state, according to this source. Now, a prisoner of the military since 2021's coup, so Suu Kyi has been convicted on every charge against her, ranging from corruption to illegally possessing walkie-talkies and flouting COVID restrictions. Journalists have been barred from attending the court hearings, and Suu Kyi's lawyers have been banned from speaking to the media. A new wave of Russian missile strikes pounded cities throughout Ukraine Thursday, damaging power stations and other critical infrastructure. However, the Ukrainian military said it had managed to neutralize most of the missiles, avoiding much larger damage. Russia has repeatedly used missiles to target Ukrainian cities, including strikes that have destroyed critical infrastructure sites, though it denies targeting the civilians. And here in the U.S., President Joe Biden has signed a $1.7 trillion funding government operation bill. We get more on that story from the AP's Norman Hall.
The $1.7 trillion spending bill will keep the federal government operating through the end of the federal budget year in September, and it will provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine for its fight against the Russian military. Biden had until late Friday to sign the bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The Democratic-controlled House passed the bill 225-201, mostly along party lines, just before Christmas. The House vote came a day after the Senate, also led by Democrats, voted 68-29 to pass the bill with significantly more Republican support. Norman Hall, Washington.
The U.S. Coast Guard spent hours searching the waters off the Louisiana coast, the state of Louisiana that is, for 4 people on board a helicopter that crashed Thursday while departing an oil platform. It was not immediately clear if the search would resume Friday morning. The helicopter's pilot and 3 oil workers went down in the Gulf of Mexico. Iran is still open to negotiations for reviving a nuclear deal with global powers, but warned on Wednesday it would alter course if the West doesn't change its behavior. Iran's foreign minister made the comments during a visit to Oman, a Gulf state that played a role in the mediating process in the buildup to the original 2015 agreement. The deal between Tehran and global powers was designed to stop Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. Tehran says has always denied such a goal. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.